Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number 10, healthy teamwork.
Delivery principle number 10 is about how our team should work together. It states, the best outcomes are produced through healthy teamwork. Now, to put together this principle, we actually combined two of the other Agile principles. They were, the best architectures, requirements, and designs emerge from self-organizing teams, and build projects around motivated individuals, give them the environment and support they need, and trust them to get the job done. So why did we change these? Well, first of all, we wanted to focus on outcomes rather than specific things like requirements or designs. Secondly, we believe we've created an environment where healthy self-organization is possible, and it's not up to the team to focus on that. And finally, we've also tried to create an environment that supports trust-based teams that can be healthy. And that's what we want the team to think about. So why does this even matter? Well, as part of our Agile delivery, we are a team-based organization. We're not working as individuals most of the time. And so it's important to put a lot of focus on how to be a healthy team. This is not just about the environment that you're in or what's around you. It's about how we treat each other and how we deal with each other every day. And secondly, we recognize that high-performing teams require psychological safety and emotional intelligence. And these aren't things you just get for free. They don't always come naturally. They have to be worked at, and you have to be intentional about them. So it's important to have a principle that defines how we should be treating each other. So how do we know we're actually accomplishing what it takes to have a healthy team? Well, to make these acceptance criteria something that fits into our culture, we designed them around Patrick Lencioni's book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team. The first criteria is members of the team trust one another and make safety a priority. Trust is one of our core values at Worldwide Technology, and trust is important for a team. Having psychological safety is also important. It doesn't mean feeling comfortable and that no one will ever say anything that maybe pricks you or hurts your feelings. What it means is that we'll choose to be honest and transparent when we're discussing mistakes and gaps in front of others. It's important to be able to be vulnerable to your team so that everybody can improve and work together. The second acceptance criteria is that teams engage in productive, healthy conflict around important issues. When things are going on, when things are going wrong, when there's pain, it's important for the team to recognize that and not ignore it. We've seen too many times when teams have struggled because painful things or issues on the team go unaddressed for long periods of time. The third criteria is that the team achieves alignment on decisions and goals. Now, we recognize that everyone's not always going to agree with each other, but they need to be able to align. They need to come together and recognize that this is the direction that we're going, and we're all going to support that, and no one's going to undermine it. And if there are clear ways that that's being established on a team, you've got a lot better chance of success. The fourth criteria is that the team holds one another accountable to its commitments and behaviors in order to accomplish its goals. If no one's holding each other accountable, it's easy for gaps to form. It's easy for issues to go unresolved. It's easy for the team to be dysfunctional. We need to have the courage and the willingness, and again, the safety, to be able to talk about issues with our team. And if things are going wrong and people are not meeting their commitments on the team, we need to be willing to address that. Finally, team members need to be focused on the success of the project and on getting results. We're here to do a job. We're here to satisfy a customer. And ultimately, we all need to be focused on that goal. If the customer is unhappy, if we're going a bad direction, if what we're doing is not leading to this ultimate success of the project, we need to question it. This means we need to be looking at metrics. This means we need to be evaluating ourselves and also constantly asking the customer for feedback. Many of these things are already covered in our other principles, but it's important for us to remember that achieving success and getting results are the prime goal of our team and what we do. So healthy teamwork is important. We want our teams to work well together and be high performing. We know that that gives us the best results and ultimately creates the people that want to come in and work every day. But it doesn't just come for free. We've got to do the kinds of things that promote healthy teamwork. which sometimes means dealing with a little pain and discomfort, but ultimately leads us to success. Thanks.